You're on Energy Groove Radio. This is the Music Weekly. My name's Brad. It's a pleasure having your company as always. We're with you until 6 p.m. bringing you the latest music news. We have Will Hyde joining us in the studio. He has dropped a brand new EP today. It's actually, I think, his second EP, and it's called Nothing Ever Changes. And we're so very, very lucky to have him in the studio. I think, Will, you are our first in-studio guest for at least 6 months. So welcome.
Wow. Starting things off with a bang. Let's go. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you coming in. Now, you're from Melbourne. You're up here just doing some EP-related stuff, I'm assuming. Congratulations on the EP. It must be quite a weight off your shoulders having it out.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really interesting because I've sort of been thinking about the future so much that I sort of have to remind myself I have an EP coming out, and so I have to remind myself of the songs and sort of put myself in the headspace I was in when I was creating it, which I like because I think it's important to be grateful and appreciative for how far things have moved. So I'm super excited that it's out. I'm super excited people can hear it, and hopefully it can help someone.
Tell us about the headspace that you were in when you were making this EP.
Yeah, I think I was in a very introspective time.
Right.
And I was saying to a friend just before that I really feel like I've grown exponentially in the last 2 months. I sort of felt like this EP, compared to my last one especially, is me more going into the difficult emotions of myself, going in within myself and figuring out why I do things the way I do them, and trying to make peace with some of the parts of myself that I was like denying or pushing away.
Right.
So I sort of made it during a time when I was having a lot of stuff around me happen. Like I had a lot of health issues, and my view on the world was a bit glim. It was a bit, I was unsure of what was going to happen. And I think that's really where the name was born from. And I think it goes to both sides of the feeling that you're stuck, maybe nothing's ever going to change. But now I see it coming out the other side as a realization that nothing ever does change. You always deserve to be loved and appreciated. And that's always there. So I think that's the thing that doesn't change. You know, there's always things around you that are moving, good or bad, but you always deserve to be loved and to treat yourself kind. So, yeah.
Well, it's a really important and beautiful message, really.
Thank you.
The tracks all are quite, I don't want to say emotionally heavy. That's not quite the words that I'm wanting, but let's go with it.
Yeah, let's roll with it.
It's quite an emotional series of tracks that you've put together.
Yeah.
And they obviously are quite personal to you.
Definitely.
What I love, the title track, the first track, is absolutely stunning, and it does feature quite a few little samples in there that I'm assuming are from your childhood. And there's all these little samples peppered throughout the EP as well, and they make beautiful transitions between the tracks.
Thank you.
Tell us about these little snippets of audio and these glimpses into your, life that we're hearing.
For example,
there's Happy Birthday at the end of the title track.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was when I'm making a song and I sort of have the idea for the feeling I want to bring into it, and then I sort of get ideas for like FX or in simpler terms, just things around it that can add emotion and build a story. I really want my songs to sort of feel like a movie in that sense, where it's like an arc. And with the Happy Birthday, I just thought it was a really interesting juxtaposition because in one thing I'm saying, you know, I don't know all these things. You know, sometimes I cry, sometimes I feel really lost, but you have these moments like on your birthday when you feel so much love and suddenly things start to make sense. So I thought that was awesome to sort of show that polarity between the two. And I think it sort of gave me personally listening to it a bit of comfort that, okay, like life is full of moments that are both great and also some really, really hard ones. And I think at the end of the day, it makes it worth it for those moments with your friends and family and happy birthday. You know, that just felt like it encapsulated that.
And where did you get these little samples from? Are they actual authentic Will Hyde life samples that you've pulled from the archives?
Yeah, so the happy birthday, you might hear that's a bit of an American accent. Uh-huh. So actually, I did put with every song I have a voicemail. And so those were from me at my darkest time. Right. And they're from diary entries and stuff. The happy birthday was actually just a sample that I found and just and put in there. And I thought it just fitted really well. I think at that point, I was still easing myself into like how personal I wanted to go. So I ended up putting my most vulnerable moments in voicemails there. But at that time, I was like, okay, I'm just going to let someone else do the happy birthdays.
Yeah, okay. No, but I really, really like that idea of integrating those voice memos and that really personal material into the tracks because it brings that real personality forward.
Thank you.
And it tells a really lovely story.
Thanks.
I feel like because, okay, this is where our generations, our age gap is going to show. But
I'm not sure. We're pretty close.
No, we're not. But I imagine a lot of your growing up, there's probably a lot of stuff. There's a lot of footage. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pictures, videos, all sorts of stuff that your parents have captured, which you can now draw from and integrate into your story as an artist.
Yep.
And I've noticed you've done that with a few of your videos as well. You've incorporated some home footage. Why is it so important for you to tell people about your life growing up?
Yeah, I always say that I want to try and show myself the way someone sitting down with me, like a friend, would see me. And I think the best way to do that is to show people like everything and my whole story. And obviously, this being my second EP, I'm only at the start of that whole process.
Yeah.
But I think growing up, it's such a beautiful time of feeling like innocence and a bit of naivety in a beautiful way. And so I think that talking about these, you know, really heavy emotions, it sort of felt like I was grounding the whole process a bit. And it's really important for me to put those moments in because those really blissful, beautiful times, and I look back upon them fondly. And I think it ties into the narrative of like whether things change or, you know, trying to get back to that kid self and that inner child. Because I think along the way we sort of get lost. And so I'm not sure if people will like read into it that much, but hopefully people can take away from it like, oh, how was my childhood? What did I learn from it? How has that shaped me today? Mm. What do I need to make peace with? Because there's a lot in our childhood that I feel we need to unpack. So yeah, that's sort of the start of it. And I'm excited to continue to grow it when I can continue to put out more bodies of work.
Yeah. You're on the Music Weekly. We're speaking with Will Hyde today about his brand new EP called Nothing Ever Changes. It is out, so get your hands on it if you like what you're hearing. We'll be back very shortly with more from Will. But right now, here is the third track lifted from the EP. It's called Our Neighbours.
Staring at the ceiling, feeling numb. Not the way there should have been pain. We're going round in circles, this is dumb. Must be driving everyone insane. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't wanna fight about it anymore. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can we just let it go? I feel sorry for our neighbors whenever we fight for you and all of our demons. Sorry for our neighbors for living beside you and I. Can we just turn out the light? Telling myself everything is fine. No one else is telling me the same. Every little problem that we hide doesn't really go away. Ooh, don't wanna fight about about it anymore. Can we just let it go? I feel sorry for our neighbors whenever we fight for you and all of our demons come back to life. I feel sorry for our neighbors for living beside you and I. Can we just turn out the lights? Can we just turn out the lights?
How does our own home feel like a war zone? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure this isn't normal. Lying to each other to a paranoid crazy. Late night gaslight, every day the same thing.
Every day the same thing, same thing. Same road forever that nobody's ever changing. And we're screaming at each other till the AM. I feel sorry, I feel sorry for our neighbors. Whenever we fight for you and all of our demons come back to life. I feel sorry.
We're back on Energy Groove Radio with Will Hyde joining us in the studio to talk about his brand new EP, Nothing Ever Changes, which is out today. We just heard Our Neighbours, which is the third track lifted from the EP. Tell us about the latest single that you have dropped. We're going to play that shortly. It's called Addicted.
Yes.
I guess tell us about the genesis of this track.
I think Addicted came from a place of really trying to figure out how to move on. I think we hear a lot of love songs and songs that sort of tell us what it's like when we're in that, you know, awesome moment. But like on the opposite end of that, you also get this struggle with like trying to move on from those things that were working at one point, but maybe it's like falling apart, like I've experienced personally. And so I wanted to write a song about sort of being addicted to that pain, and because it's the only thing I have of this person, so I'm like trying to hold on to it. And the one thing I always think of is no one gives us a roadmap for like navigating emotions, life, and it's the same thing with moving on. I wish in high school that they had taught me how to move on, or there was like a system, an amount of days where like you'd be over someone, but there isn't. And I think it looks different for everyone and it's not linear. Yeah. So that's the whole song. And I'm glad you feel that emotion coming through it. I think that it's sort of got that arc. It hits at the end with the drums, which is cool. So yeah, bit of, I think it's one to play in the car and you sort of are like in your feels with it. Maybe you just did like a journal entry.
There's a lot of that though. Like these tracks are all, look, there's some emotional subject matter that you're kind of going through.
Mm.
But they're all great tracks.
Thank you.
Really catchy. They're great earworms. They're produced exceptionally well. So I have to congratulate you on that. I guess more broadly on pop music, what does pop music mean for you, I guess, as a genre?
Yeah.
And what makes good pop music to you? What do you look for?
I think that I think the whole journey of writing and making music is trying to figure out how to get to the core and to be authentic, because people really feel that. Like even when someone's so authentically themselves, I just want to be around that person. And so I think it's the same with music. I believe the more you write, the more you understand what you do want to talk about. And for me personally, I love catchy songs. So I'm always trying to include basically as many hooks as possible in a song. And I'm like conscious of that, because that's what I like to listen to and I want it to be memorable. And I feel like that's the only way. So I would say, just writing lots of songs, and the more I'm sort of sitting down with myself, I realize what I want to put out into the world, because people that do listen to it, it can help them, and everyone has their gift. So I think just understanding what yours is and appreciating it and trying to give it to the world and to people, and hopefully it can help someone, because really that's like all that matters. Cause I could just listen to these like on my phone or in the car or something. Like I don't have to put it out, but I think hopefully it could help someone and become their moment, because at that point it's not has nothing to do with me.
I guess the production side of this EP, before we hear the track Addicted, there's so much going on, and I feel like with this EP you really experimented with a lot of different production styles.
Yeah, for sure.
You're no stranger to the music production scene, but who did you work with anyone else on this EP that you hadn't worked with before?
Yeah, I actually, this was the first EP that I basically did myself.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So in that sense, I guess that was a new experience. Cool. It's not someone, a collaborator, but just me in my bedroom studio. But I did, I took some of the songs were with some incredible writers and were from a couple of years back, actually. And I learned from them because I want to pay respect to those people because they helped me make this as well. And they really helped me to find my sound and my style lyrically.
Okay.
Because I would be in the studio and just soak up the lyrics. With the production, yeah, I basically just did it in my bedroom that I'd done like everything in.
There you go.
Yeah. And I figured out from this EP, I really want to be in control a bit more of the whole process because then I can set my own timelines and deliver stuff when I want it. And I feel like, you know, there's a point where I have to come back with them because there's only one person that's going to do it with the amount of effort I want to.
Yeah.
So shout out to Mike Waters, Joel Quartermain, Cyrus, Yukio. I made these all in just different places. Like Obsessed was from Perth and I went to his place, Tim, and we did like a virtual reality thing and I was like,
is this with Yukio?
Yeah, Yukio. And I had like a helmet on, like a virtual reality, and he was having his turn and I was just playing the guitar and I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. And that's where that song came from. So it's sort of nice thinking about it because in my head it feels like it's a little blip, but when I separate it, it's lots of different moments and different days that sort of led up to that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I just sort of try to push the song as much as it can. And I believe each song has its own journey. So I never try to write for like an EP or a project.
Right.
And that's been consistent throughout my process in general. Like I just don't believe in going like, okay, I'm going to write for a project. I just want to write songs. And then I think, because I'm writing them and producing them, and that's the common, theme in whatever room, I believe that they're going to turn out like cohesive. Do you think it's cohesive? I'm interested.
I think this EP is particularly cohesive,
okay,
especially
cool.
with the little, samples and audio things that you've put in there.
Yeah. Cool.
It all just blends together seamlessly.
Awesome.
In particular, the first two tracks, that transition is absolutely beautiful.
Awesome.
I love it.
I have to listen to it.
Listen to it again.
I haven't listened to the order too much. I was just like, okay, that's cool.
But in terms of what is coming next, you're saying that you don't necessarily sit down and go, I'm going to write an album today.
No.
Do you just happen to make tracks and when you have a substantial amount there, start sorting through them and going, look, these kind of work together or thematically, or do you kind of just categorize it by headspace, like where you were at the particular moment in your headspace? How does if you're going to make an album, Will, which I hope you do.
Me too. Hopefully.
How are you going to make it?
It's a good question. I think I balance it out with being strategic with it as well. So I like to dedicate my time like efficiently. And what I mean by that is basically I want to do collaborations. So I know that I want to be in the room with certain people that I'm really vibing with.
Yeah, cool.
And that's on the horizon next year. So I sort of move through phases like that. But throughout it all, I only get into the studio when I really have something I want to talk about. And so this year, like last year, I did probably 60 demos, which I'm not sure how that is for other people, but I did 100 the year before. So I was like, okay, we're starting to cull. And this year, I think I've done 25, but a lot of them are like turning into songs that will come out. So I'm sort of just
Are we talking like demos of just different songs, 60 different songs?
They're all 3 minutes, like fully fleshed out. I would say 70%. I'll spend a few days on them and then I just move on to the next one. So yeah, I have in the singles, like in the songs folder that's going to come out, I have 30 songs.
Right.
So I have my album, like no problem. I can pick from that. But I'm constantly writing. So to answer your question, I guess music, because honestly, one thing I've realized is music almost to a crazy extent is my life.
Yeah.
Like I always do it and I always think about it and it can get too much, but I get lots of songs. So
it sounds like the album's probably already written.
Yeah. Yeah.
kind of.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I have some songs coming out that really, like collaborations that I think will show people a different side of me. And okay. If one of them really resonates with people, maybe I'll make more music like that. But, yeah, I'm excited for you to hear that album in the future. Future babies coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a lot of people are kind of along this journey with you. And as you say, music is your life. And I think a lot of people are kind of just, they feel quite connected with you. Like your online following is quite substantial and people really seem to be connecting with you.
Thank
there.
You. Yeah. That's been beautiful. That's probably been just as fulfilling as the actual music, because I feel sometimes like I don't belong sometimes, and to have people that feel and are open about their emotions the way I am, I feel like at home. Like I did a YouTube live the other day.
I saw.
Yeah, and it's so cool. Like in the chat, everyone's so nice, and we're all talking about our feelings. I'm like, this is where I want to be. So it's just as fulfilling to me as actually putting out a song.
Yeah,
the community sub.
Well, I think it's really special what you've created.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I think more people should talk about their feelings. Well,
definitely. Actually, on that note, I do have a podcast coming out next year that I've been working on for the last 12 months, and it expands on that. So I hope, people entering through the songs can get excited to hear about that. Fortunately, it's with like some of the biggest artists, in the world. Fortunately, it sounds crazy to say, but it's just been lots of a natural progression with the podcast.
Right.
And we're just getting awesome guests that really want to talk about it. So hopefully I just want to build a community in the world where you can come. And like, if you like music, there's music for you. Also though, if you want to explore yourself, listen to someone who's like going through life and talking about real stuff, you have like a podcast there for you. It's called Really Mental. And that's what I'm up here for this week. So, yeah, look out for that in February.
That's so cool.
You can hear me on the other side of the mic. I'm in your position asking people questions.
That's so awesome. And I'm assuming that will be available across most podcast platforms, the usual suspects.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I'm doing it with my best friend. He's called Harry Kennedy. Shout out on Energy Groove Radio exclusive here.
And are you learning new stuff about your best friend doing this podcast together and talking to these guests? I'm assuming you're learning a lot about each other.
So much. I think honestly, and it sounds dark, but it gives me so much contentment, is that these people, when you reach certain goals that in your head you think would make you happy or make you feel better, it isn't the case. Like all these people that have achieved what I would consider, wow, that's like of dreams. You know, you got hit songs, you got a billion streams on a song. And I'm like realizing actually everything I need is right here. And that stuff, those streams, it never makes anyone, and including myself, me feel any better. So it's a good reminder, because I'm like, actually, okay, what am I searching for? You know, it's nothing, like it's not money. That stuff doesn't do it. And it makes me realize, okay, I just have to enjoy this process. So that's what I picked up from it. And I think being in that type of partnership or like business relationship with, you know, a best friend, I've been through it before. And this time I'm realizing that I'm just accepting everyone I work with for who they are. And I'm not expecting perfection from anyone. I used to go into relationships and like expect things to be perfect or want people to be perfect, because I put that pressure on myself. But I just realized like sometimes, you know, things are hard. Sometimes you argue, but that's part of it. That's the good stuff, is like, And that's how you build a deeper connection with people. So I'm accepting everything. I'm accepting the changes that are happening. And yeah, trusting it will work out.
God, you're wise.
Thank you.
How did you get so wise?
It all lots of heartbreak. Do lots of pain.
It all sounds very healthy.
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
Suddenly I'm feeling very mentally elevated.
There you go. Enlightened here.
Yeah.
I think it's Energy Groove, but I'll take credit for a bit of it.
Will Hyde, congratulations on your EP, Nothing Ever Changes.
Thank you
so
much.
It seems a lot of things change, though, in the Will Hyde universe. So can't wait to hear this podcast and can't wait to hear what you have next musically. Let's hear Will Hyde with Addicted and get your hands on the EP because it is out today.
Each step I take feels the same. My only peace is my pain. A part of you that remains. And I spend my time thinking about the past, trying to make it last. I really miss your laugh. These nights I don't really sleep much, thinking about how you loved, wishing it was just us in this room. But it's just me and your perfume. Oh, oh, oh. It rips me to pieces to know that I'm peaceless. I'm scared of the feeling of healing. I'm sleepless. Oh, oh, oh. Tearing myself apart now that you're leaving. I'm missing your loving. I think I'm addicted. I think I'm addicted. We've both been through shit. I won't make excuses. That would be useless. Cause you said you were through with this. But girl, if there was a way to change your hurt, I would take back all of my words and give you everything you deserve. These nights I don't really sleep much, thinking about how you love, wishing it was just us in this room. But it's just me and your perfume. These nights I don't really sleep much, thinking about how you love, wishing it was just us in this room. But it's just me and your perfume.